Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for, it's Jeannie!
Good morning, Black Twitter!
How many show hosts sing to you? What kind of feelings would bring to you? I sound like Diddy, what it mean to you?
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's Jeannie. It's hump day. We made it. Today I tweet for people who can never remember their words. Like, it doesn't matter if it's SAT words or Dr. Seuss words, just words. All of them. Can't think of them when I need them. Let's hope I can remember all my words today, since I really can't give y'all face. I can't give y'all any facial expression. Just vocals. Banging vocals. But just vocals. So, I hope that we can make it through. And my words just come to me like abracadabra. If you've been watching the show, you know today's a podcast-only episode because they've come and painted my bedroom. Actually, they painted the whole apartment and redid my bathrooms. So it's a little discombobulated here. I still haven't put everything back together. And I got like 4 hours of sleep, so there was no way that I was going to be able to like put everything back and set up and do everything in enough time to be able to do the show and edit the show and do everything that needed to be done for the show. It just wasn't happening. So here we are in a podcast. I hope you guys are loving it. I hope you loved that intro. That was a special thing for you. I also don't have my tea this morning because I felt like drinking in your ear would be rude. So, you know, we can just imagine me taking sips at the appropriate times. Just, you know, envision that shade, if you will. I also don't have on any makeup today. I took the liberty of being barefaced today since I'm not in front of a camera. No Alicia Keys. Who, by the way, I'd tell Alicia Keys to kick the dustiest of rocks if it didn't look like she was already doing so. Like, how dare you, ma'am? How dare you basically go on a whole campaign in different media outlets talking about you want to start a no makeup revolution and then hop on Twitter yesterday and talk about do you? Excuse you? Could somebody please tell Alicia Keys that nobody needed her permission to do them? That we were all doing us before she came along? Nobody was checking for Alicia Keys, and nobody was checking for what Alicia Keys thought on makeup. And I would never in a million years have thought to put Alicia Keys and makeup together in a sentence until she decided to open her mouth to different media outlets and talk about, I want to start a movement, a revolution of no makeup and real selves and all this other bull that nobody asked for. And now you want to tell us, do us? Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, okay. Alicia Keys is that person that walks into a silent library and starts telling everybody to be quiet. Nobody needed you, ma'am. We were okay. We were A-okay before you showed up here. You can do you. Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. Anywho, I actually kind of have some sad news I need to tell y'all, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to deliver the message in the right way. It's just weird kind of news to tell. So you know what? I'm going to do a little brief backstory. Okay, so If you've been watching or listening to the show since episode 1 and 2, you probably remember that we talked about some weird drama that was going on between a Real Housewives of Potomac star, Karen Huger, and I still don't know if that's that woman's name. That might not be how you pronounce her name, but Karen with an H, and it looks like Huger, but it's probably not Huger. So her, that lady, she went on Instagram and posted someone else's child, and it looked like she was claiming the child was hers. Turned out she says she wasn't claiming the child was hers. I mean, she pretty much said this child is family, so how do you put that and then leave people to make their own conclusions? But whatever, we're beyond that. We're past that. That beef was already squashed. But the point is, the child actually is the daughter of someone who goes by the Twitter handle at Nicole Milfy. It even became a big thing because at Nicole Milfy saw the video of her daughter on Karen Huger's Instagram and started getting at her on Twitter. So, and she has a pretty decent sized following herself. All of that to bring us up to speed and say that they'd squashed their beef and everything was fine. Well, turns out at Nicole Milfy is dead. Like, she just passed, I think, either yesterday or the day before. And if you go to her Twitter page, there's an official GoFundMe for her, I guess, memorial service or funeral service. And it's so weird because, I mean, I guess at one point there was a little confusion about where was the child? You know, where's this child that Aunt Nicole Milfy had posted and showed us all now that her mom is gone? According to that GoFundMe, the child is with her grandparents, which, okay, that's great. It's just really sad. Like, I mean, Twitter deaths are always weird because you know the person, but you don't really know the person. And unless you've met them offline, you don't really know. We could be anything behind these avatars and handles, right? We could be anything on the other side of these laptops. You have no idea. You really have to take a leap of faith and just go out on a limb and believe people when they say that they are what they say they are. So for me, when someone passes, it's almost like I wonder if I made them up in my head for a second. I know that there are people out in the world that have nothing to do with me, that go on without me. But is everything that I know about this person even real? What did this person really look like? And what did this person really think? And how did this person really live? And who was really important to this person? What did they go through? Someone who you were kikiing with on a Tuesday, suddenly on a Wednesday is this great mystery to you. And Tuesday, you felt like you knew everything about them. You've been tweeting with them for years. You may not have ever met them, but maybe you've spoken with them on the phone. You know, because I mean, in a lot of cases, I mean, tweeters, we're all over the world. And just because you connect with somebody and you feel like you're friends with somebody doesn't mean that you're within driving distance from each other. So you could just genuinely connect with somebody who's halfway around the world. That distance means nothing when all you have to do is type in your username and password, and now you can share jokes and videos and money even. I mean, you can do so much with somebody that you may never be in the same room with. It's the weirdest thing. So for me, in that situation, when someone dies, it's just like, I don't know. I think this is what phantom arm feels like. Now, mind you, I say all of this and I never knew Nicole Milfy personally. I never even followed her or spoke with her on Twitter. But just as somebody who watches other people have connections on Twitter, and I mean, I have my own connections on Twitter. I think about what would happen if somebody that I'm close to on Twitter, who I've really never met, passed, and it would just be this weird feeling. I mean, I kind of feel it now, and I never spoke with Nicole Milfy. You were just here yesterday. The tweets that you were just laughing at yesterday are still there. I can almost oddly time travel and see what you were angry about or what you were concerned about or what you were laughing about just hours before, in a way that you can't really do in real life, right? If somebody that you know physically, as opposed to just knowing them online, like you know them offline, if that person were to suddenly pass, you can't rewind their thoughts, you know, and pick out a thought from Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and see, you know, what they were thinking about. You can't do that. But now with social media, and more so with Twitter, you can literally like walk back and see what someone was thinking about minutes up to their death, if not seconds up to their death. And it's just the weirdest kind of feeling and knowledge. And it always takes me a minute to just really deal with it in a different way than I deal with deaths offline, just because it's a whole nother level of, or maybe a lesser level, who knows. It's just so odd and so weird to deal with. But anyway, if you actually knew at Nicole Milfi, who I believe her real name was Taylor Crenshaw, my condolences to you. And if you didn't know her offline but you knew her on Twitter, my condolences to you as well. It's a weird thing to have to deal with, a weird mourning process. And you know, if you're human, you're going through that if you knew her, if you interacted with her. So my condolences to you. I really don't want to end the show on such a sad note, but I really don't want to talk about Chris Brown. But I don't know what else to talk about. So the LAPD is about to have black people up in arms in defense of Chris Brown. Did you ever see this day coming? I know I never saw this day coming. First of all, I'm about to give Chris Brown like tweet of the day or something for saying Black Lives Matter, because who saw that coming? That was hilarious to me. He's in his big mansion compound looking residence and the police have like descended on him because whatever. And he's talking about Black Lives Matter. Had you told me 3, 4, however many years ago that everybody would be defending Chris Brown and Chris Brown would be talking about some Black Lives Matter, I'd have said, you gotta stop smoking that good stuff. What makes it even funnier is it's like the most begrudging defense of anybody ever. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to defend Chris Brown. But then you find out two white girls crashed his party and decided to call the cops when he tries to get them to leave. And suddenly it's like, really? Watch whiteness work. Whiteness is getting us to defend Chris Brown. Watch whiteness work. I personally haven't been able to bring myself to do it. I mean, I really came to the party kind of late anyway. You know, I was just out living life, logged onto Twitter and saw the whole brouhaha and then was trying to play catch up. So I've just been kind of watching this story from a distance. But I'm like, man, I might be struggling with whether or not I want to defend Chris Brown right now. This is some bull. Anywho, have you been defending Chris Brown on Twitter? Don't lie, because I've seen the tweets. Just saying. I'm not judging, but just saying. If you have, how have you been defending him? Or how have you not been defending him? Get at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. You know, I'm always here for the tweets. As always, whether you're watching on YouTube, which you wouldn't be today, would you? Or listening to the podcast, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Tomorrow's episode might also be a podcast-only episode just because I don't know how quickly I'm going to be able to get my life back together, but we'll be here. We'll have fun. We're going to make it after all. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.